Can I start by asking you how old you were when you started working at the mill?
I'd just come out of the RAF. I was 22. I came out in November 1947.
Yes.
I'd been abroad for 3 years and I came back. And then I went working for Mr. Morton at Froggatt, coal merchant. It nearly killed me. It was the worst months of the November, December, and I stuck it for 2 months. And then I went to Carver Mill and saw the manager, and he set me on January the 18th, I think it was, and I was there for 30 years. I left them in 1978 and I went to Carbolite Furnace.
Why did you decide to apply for work at Carver Mill?
Because I lived at the end of the lane. I always worked on big ones, specials. These are all specials, you see.
Oh, I see.
For universities, hospitals, schools.
Yes.
You had a flat sheet of steel and you had to mark it, fold it, weld it, and then you cut an aperture out like that, see. And then these bowls, they fitted on and they were clamped and they were welded around, dressed off. And you started with a flat sheet and you ended up with a sink. We had presses on the bottom floor and they put all the flutes and that in.
Right.
You see, and then you picked it up, you put fillets, we call fillets, that's the end, two end pieces that go on.
Mm-hmm.
You'd weld them, you'd solder it, dress all, scrape all the solder off, and it was hard work. You had to get somebody to help you to fold. And it's hard work folding 16 gauge stainless steel.
How long would that take you to do one sink?
It varied. You used to get times for jobs. We had a system that it was a percentage system, a bonus system, and you'd get probably good jobs for 4 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and on the Friday you probably got a bad day. And it used to bring your percentage down. But we had that altered after a lot of meetings. And then we went on to what the old money, 1 and 2 pence an hour. So if I got a job for 30 hours and I did it in 20, I'd save 10 hours. So I got 10 1 and 2 pence.
Ah, I see. That sounds a good system.
So that's what it was. It just depends, you know, if you've got a big angle unit, you know, and you have to weld it, it took you quite a long time, 2 or 3 days.
2 or 3 days.
Yeah, but it was hard work because 16 gauge stainless is very, very hard to fold up.
Yeah. So who trained you to do the work at Carver Mill?
You had to pick it up as you went on, you see. It was a Sheffield firm, as you know. And the charge hands were Sheffield. But they used to bring them out on a minibus. Mm-hmm. And my charge hand was a Sheffield man called Johnny Beale. And I was on stands at first. And then I had several different charge hands. You know, the fabrication, that was the fabrication section of Carver Mill. This was the fabrication end. When you went further along, that was the buffing department.
Yes.
And it was all on one floor. Altogether, there were 22 buffers or polishers, not all on the one floor. There were some upstairs, because you might know they had an extractor fan, you know, big extractor, and as soon as you started that up, and it sucked all the air out of Carver Mill. But you see, with no heating at all, I worked there, I'd been there 14 years, and we never had any heating. And sometimes we had spot welders, you know, they were cooled by water, and sometimes if the spot welder leaked, there was ice on when you went there in the morning. So consequently, we had jumpers and coats and everything on. It was very, very cold, as you may guess, in winter, because these old windows, they used to suck draught.
What were the hours that you worked at Sisson's then?
At first it was 8 o'clock till 5, I think it was, something like that.
And did you have a lunch break?
Yeah, half an hour.
Yeah. And were there things like trade unions?
Yes, it was a trade union.
Right.
Engineering union. Yeah.
And so most of the people working there would be...
Majority of them were in the union. You know, we did eventually get heating, but they would have been involved in it. And it was a good employer, very good employer, Sissons. When I first went there, there'd be about 22, 23, something like that, and gradually they increased it. And of course they came from all over. Baslow, Stony Middleton, Eame, Grindleford, Tideswell. It was a marvellous employee for the local area. Oh, yeah. And Mr. Sissons, they never had any children. And they have a big house which is still there between Grindleford and Eame. It's on the windy corner.
Mm-hmm.
And he had that house built. And they never had any children. He smoked a pipe, Mr. Sissons, and he had a slouch hat. W&G was Walter and Gordon. Gordon was the one that was to do. Walter was his brother, but he died. When I first went there, they used to live at Grindleford, behind the station, going, if you know Grindleford Station. They lived along there, I can't remember the name, Greenwood something, and they lived on there. Then eventually they had that big house built,
yes,
you know, Winnie Corner between. And when I first went there, Mr. and Mrs. Sissons, they had two Series E Morris 8s. His was the black one, it was JWB 683, and Mrs. Sissons had a green one, FWJ 760. And then, in later years, he changed his car, you know, changed his car several times, and they ended up with two Rolls Bentleys. His registration on that is HGS1, Harold Gordon Sissons. There were several accidents, not too severe. He had many a cut, oh my word, didn't he, with the steel? Oh yeah, he had many a cut, you know. Which was, it was sharp stuff, you know, very sharp. And when you're on bonus, it leads to bad workmanship, because the more time you saved on a job, the more money you make.